We have a special guest at training camp today. It's our friend from the United Kingdom, from Sky Sports, Neil Reynolds. Hey, Neil, how's it going, man?
Hey, Wobby, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you for being here. We know you're on a camp tour of sorts right now, so tell us about your travels over here in the States and what you're looking forward to seeing here in Mankato.
Yeah, so we're visiting on behalf of Sky Sports all eight teams that are coming to play in London this year. So we started out with the Cardinals in Phoenix. We've been to the Rams. Now here with the Vikings. Next up is the Ravens. Then it's the Saints, the Jags, the Dolphins, and the Browns. So we're seeing eight teams, 8 days, 11 flights, more than 16,500 miles. So I'm just looking forward to standing still and watching some football for a little while.
And you're about to do that as soon as we get done with this interview. So just a few more questions. We appreciate your time. The first thing you did here in Minnesota, though, was you went to our stadium.
Yes.
You've seen a lot of cool stadiums in your day, especially in the UK. We got to play at Wembley in 2013, and that's a beautiful place. But what did you think of US Bank Stadium?
First of all, I love a stadium, so I was so pleased when we got the tour. But it's just spectacular, just breathtaking. I like the fact that it's kind of right there in the city as well, because so many stadiums now seem like they're 30 minutes out of town or 40 minutes out of town, and it's a bit like our soccer stadiums. Our soccer stadiums suddenly appear out of nowhere in the middle of the city, and I love that. And I just think it's going to be a tremendous place to play a Super Bowl. Would love to get to see a regular season game, because the atmosphere from afar, looking at it when they get the whole skull chant going, it just looks tremendous. You can thank us for that, because England got knocked out of the Euros by Iceland. They got all excited and did the chant and the clapping, and then next thing you know, it's on the NFL.
It's come full circle, like a year later, right? Yeah.
Pleased to help you.
Yeah, thank you very much. You got to talk with Sam Bradford and Coach Zimmer today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Tell us about those conversations and maybe what you asked them.
Yeah, so first of all, big thing with Sam was just that I wanted to ask about that whole back end of last summer. Obviously there was a lot of focus when Teddy went down, but what did Sam have to do and pick up the offense, learn a new language effectively? And we talked about how he hopes to it will open things up more this year because he's more comfortable and there'll be more things in the playbook that he likes. I've always really liked the way he throws the ball. I think he throws such a nice pass, and I think he's always had that potential to be one of the top end quarterbacks. So to see what he can do is going to be good. Coach Zimmer, I've never met him before. He was really entertaining. It was interesting to get, he is an old school coach, and I think he admits that by himself. To the point we even talked about touchdown celebration rule this year in the NFL and how it's going to be kind of loosened up, and are you going to address the players beforehand about it? And he was like, no, but they'll hear about it in no uncertain terms very quickly afterwards if they get a flag. So, I just like the way the team talked about overcoming the adversity of last year, and there does seem to be a lot of confidence.
Yeah, and then we'll see it firsthand trying to overcome the adversity of last year and have a good season. You'll see it firsthand when we come to London to play a game. Tell us what that's going to be like. We'll be at Twickenham, not Wembley this time. So tell us what that experience should be like.
Yeah, so Twickenham is a little bit closer to the field, and that was one of the things that came from last year's game between the Rams and Giants. The players and coaches said they felt like the crowd was much more on top of you. So, the NFL does a great job of putting on all the events around the game itself, and we'll have the tailgate party beforehand. But I think you'll find that atmosphere-wise, it's just very intense because they're right there, right up against the railings almost. And, to have the Vikings back was really positive. I remember, I think the atmosphere for that Steelers-Vikings game was one of the best that's ever been over there in London. Hosting the event on Regent Street the day before, I was surprised and really did not expect to see that many Vikings fans that traveled over it. Yeah. Kind of really reminded you that it's a team with a rich history, and they traveled well and created a great atmosphere. So to have that again, and maybe the neutrals might we love an underdog in the UK though, so some might get behind the Browns. I'm not saying I'm going to, but I'm just saying some might.
Some might, and that's the great thing about NFL football over there is fans from all over come there to watch the games, and then fans that are already from there are picking the teams that they like.
Right.
And you've been at the forefront of that.
Right. So. Yeah, and it's a great day out for families, but you see all 32 team jerseys. Yes. And if you're not a fan of one of those teams, then you're picking a team, you're rocking up to the stadium, and you're having a good time for 4 hours. So there's a lot of groups of fans. You see them, they kind of come in fancy dress that relates to whoever the home team is sometimes. So it's just a really, really fun family day out, and kind of further proof that the game continues to grow in the UK. To have four games now it's just so spectacular. To go from, you know, just getting one a year to four is just something we could never have dreamed of.
And it's going to continue. I mean, the growth has been exceptional over, across the pond in UK, don't you think? I mean, you've seen it firsthand. I mean, we've done work with you in the past, and you've really been one of the people who has been at the forefront of bringing this game to the citizens over there. I'm sure that's been fun for you.
It's been, yeah, right place, right time, yeah. No, I've definitely been lucky, and I've really enjoyed it, you know, and it has grown, and what you're seeing is younger fans coming in all the time. Flag football for boys and girls is one of the fastest growing youth sports, and it's in schools now across the United Kingdom being taught as part of their physical education programs. So everything's just growing and growing, and you know, I do think that we're kind of in the conversation at least now when it comes to teams thinking about, you know, potentially moving and setting up a franchise somewhere else. I think we're at the point where London, with 40,000 season ticket holders already in place and games selling out within minutes, I think we've earned the right to be in the conversation.
Well, it's fun to follow your work at Sky Sports and, of course, on Twitter. But now I just want you to relax and watch some football, all right?
Yeah, I'll do that. And then I might catch another plane. That would be nice. Yeah, I haven't done that for a while. Yeah, thanks, right.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
Thank you.